107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent His word and healed them. So that means the word, the sent word of God is able to bring healing and deliverance. In this service, you are receiving that sent word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He sent His word. I want you to lift your voice and ask the Lord. Say, Father, this morning, give me the sent word. Send your word to my life afresh. Lift your voice and pray for the sent word. Pray for the sent word of God. Pray for the sent word of God. He sent His word. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them. Lord, give me the sent word that will bring healing, deliverance, transformation to my life today. I pray, oh God, that you will give me the sent word that will bring healing, deliverance, answer to prayer, transformation to my life. Lord, in this service, pray for the depth of your heart. Ask God for the sent word. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
So Father, we thank you for another privilege to gather as your children to hear and listen and be impacted by your word that has the power to save, to heal, and to deliver. Father, this morning we are gathered to learn at your feet. Holy Spirit, come and teach us. Come and minister to us. Let every yoke be destroyed. Let everyone here have a personal encounter with you, Father. Let there not be anyone that will go back the same way they have come.
Amen.
For in Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
I'm really graced.
So am I.
Above only.
Never beneath.
Now you may please be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. This morning, today also happens to be our Communion Sunday. I will be sharing a two-part message with you. The first one is what I call running with the wind. Running with the wind. We have been teaching on higher dimensions of grace. And one of the keys that will usher you to higher dimensions of greatness is for you to learn to run with the wind. No man can be great running against the wind. You must learn to run with the wind. John chapter 3 verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. So is everyone that is born of this Spirit. When the Bible talks about the wind, it likens every believer to the wind. So the wind comes and blows where it listeth, but nobody can tell when it comes from and nowhere. So this is how you can describe every child of God. They are mysterious. Do you know what characterizes different seasons is the effect of the wind? I don't know whether you have been there before when it wants to rain and some breeze will blow and the rain would go away. Will blow that cloud away. That is why when you listen to news reports, they are always talking about the wind. Oh, that this thing is coming from this angle at this point. So there is a certain period that you see that when the heat, the wind becomes hot, then it turns to dry season. When the wind becomes cold, it turns to rainy season or wet season or cold season or whatever you may want to call it. So the wind determines season. The wind changes season. The wind changes season. So every greatness is tied to a season. Every greatness is tied to what? A season. Luke chapter 12 verse 54 says, and he said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Do you see the season? Ye hypocrite, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? How is it that you did not discern this time? He said, when you see the south wind blowing, say, oh, there's going to be heat. And so it will be. Church, this morning, you want to experience a higher dimension of greatness, you must flow with the wind and not against the wind. In aerodynamics, especially those who are pilots, the plane, every pilot knows the power of the wind. For instance, if you watch the same trip, maybe from London to New York, going can be 7 hours. Then the same London to New York, coming back, can be 9 hours or maybe 8 hours. It is not that the distance has changed. There are two types of wind that is observed in flight. We have the tailwind and the headwind. The headwind is the wind that is blowing against the plane, that is moving in the opposite direction of the plane. So the headwind, when a plane is moving against the headwind, the journey is slowed down because of the effect of the wind. The tailwind is the wind that assists the plane. It pushes the plane. So when a plane is moving and the tailwind, in the direction of the tailwind, the journey becomes faster. There is more speed. The plane gains speed. When it's moving against the headwind, it is slowed down. So this factor determines the time the plane will also arrive. In fact, when you are in the plane, there are times they will tell you that everybody, you maybe now the plane has taken off. At the point you will see that the seatbelt sign is off. So when the seatbelt sign is off, they will tell you now you can move around in the plane. You can do whatever. If you have never entered a plane, I see you entering one this year. In the name of Jesus, you will enter it practically this year. Yeah. And when you enter, you make that phone call. Say, Pastor, it has happened. I'm traveling by air now. Yeah. It will happen practically in your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. So you will see that the seat belt sign will be switched off. And they will tell you that, oh, now you can move around. But there will be a time again during the course of the flight that the pilot will say to you that, everybody, please return to your seat. Then the seatbelt sign will be turned on again. Say, buckle, because we are going to run against the storm now. It sees it's coming. And at that time, sometimes it can be so scary. You see the entire place shaking. In fact, sometimes people die. People die. Some people don't recover from it. That's why you see that they will say that your baggage must be secured at the overhead locker. Because sometimes when there are some wind that there are some storm that the plane will run into that will shake it, and even the overhead locker can come out. And if it falls on somebody at that moment, they die. People have died because of the effect of that wind. So it slows down the journey. But the same plane coming again and being assisted by the tailwind, moving in the direction of the wind, less well, early arrival. Oh, the journey is smooth. The journey is smooth. Why? The tailwind is helping it. It's moving in the direction of the wind. What, there is nothing that frustrates a Christian more than not to recognize the season that he or she is and to know what to do at that time. A man who wants to start planting corn now, in where we are now in August, you want to start planting corn, will have to work harder than a man who have learned to plant the corn during the rainy season. Do you agree with me? Both of them are planting corn, but they will have two different results because of the season they are in. Because of the season they are in. Church, let me say this to you. It is time you learn to be sensitive to the season you are in. There are always spiritual seasons around a man. There are always spiritual seasons in the life of every man. If you are not sensitive to that season will come and go, and you realize that you have missed an opportunity. The Lord Jesus looked at them and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem." He wept over them. He said, "For you know not the hour of your visitation." Say, you have been visited by God, and you don't do it. And he wept over Jerusalem. He wept and said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, look at how your life has become miserable. Why?" He said, "Because you do not know the hour of your visitation." The Bible talks about the children of Issachar in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32. And it says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding," 1 Chronicles 12 verse 32, "to know what Israel understanding of the times," which were men that had understanding of the times. You know what? These guys are special people. They know what they were supposed to do. He said, "To know what Israel ought to do." If I ask you today now, what time is it in your life today? Do you know it? What time is it in your life right now? What season are you now in your life? Do you know it? They had understanding of the time that this is what we're supposed to do now. And so they stood out. Whilst others were there, they stood out. They stood out. Those who don't run with the wind end up becoming frustrated. Let me give you two examples of men who ran with the wind and the one who ran against the wind. Peter. In Acts chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible says, "And being assembled together," these are the disciples now, "together with them, commanded them," verse 4 of Acts 1, "that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, but wait. So, you know, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. So, as Jesus was ascending, they went, "Oh, boy, is it time for us to keep moving on?" Said, "No," Jesus said, "no. This is not the season for you to depart right now. This is not the season." Said, "Do not depart from Jerusalem now, but wait." That means there is a time to wait and there is a time to move. Those who don't know this season, they are the ones that are always frustrated. 1 minute can make a difference in a man's life. 1 minute can make a difference in a man's life. Jesus told them, "Even though you want to go, I am the one that said, 'Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to all nations.' But now, don't go yet. Wait. Wait. Wait in Jerusalem. Wait. Sit down now. This is time for you to wait." And thank God they obeyed. They waited, 120 of them, in the place called Upper Room, and see what happened. Acts chapter 2. Verse 2. No, let's start from verse 1. Acts chapter 2. Verse 1. Whosoever is behind the computer, please, we appreciate you if you can be faster. "And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come." God is a God of season. Not half come. Not partially come. "When the day of Pentecost was fully come." So when Jesus told them to wait, there was an appointed time for their visitation. Say, wait. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, then what happened? They were all with one accord in one place. They were still waiting. As usual, they were still waiting. Then verse 2. "And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing," and what? Is it mighty what? Wind. The wind came. May the wind of God blow in your direction today. May that wind blow in your direction today. In the name of Jesus, may the wind of God blow in your direction today. In the name of Jesus. The wind came. The wind came and filled the house where they were seated. And what happened? From that day when this wind came, they knew that now it's time for us to go out. Peter stood up. He preached. 3,000 people gave their life to Christ. From there, they began to move. Within a week, people began to bring their property to them. People began to sell their property. The church that had no money. The man who had thought that now, he was so frustrated as a John chapter 21, that he went back to what? His fishing business. Because he felt that if he does not go back to his fishing business, there is no way he can survive if Jesus is not around him anymore. But when the Holy Ghost came, the ministry had no need because they have entered their season. May God give you the wisdom to discern your season from today. May God give you the wisdom to discern your own season in the name of Jesus. They waited and the season came and the explosion came. What season are you today? What season are you in your life right now? Recognize the season. Recognize the season. Recognize the season. Everything changed. But there was another man that everything turned around for, because he moved against the wind, not with the wind. His name was Jonah. Let's look at Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1, verse 2. Or let's start from verse 1 also. Jonah 1 from verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, now arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So God said, go in this direction. And what did Jonah do? Boom! He went in the opposite direction. Oh, Jonah. God said, go to Nineveh. Where did he go to? Tarshish. Go to Nineveh, Jonah. And look at what happened. In Tarshish, see what happened to him. But Jonah rose up and flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down. Went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. A man that is fleeing from God will always go down. Cannot go up. When you move against the wind, downward trend begins. May anyone whose life is going downward today, may the mercy of God bring you back into the right direction for your life. You know, for several years, I was writing jam, trying to be a medical student, because that was the reigning thing in our days. So, first 7 years of my life was being wasted after secondary school, because I was trying to do everything to study medicine. Do everything to study medicine. But one December day came, I decided to go to church 31st night. Because I was traveling too much to go and write. That those days you used to have pre-degree courses. And when you pass your pre-degree course, then you enter into 200 level and none of them was working. And in fact, I also did not even have anybody to sponsor me to school. So I was also not thinking whether if I get into this school, I would lie even finish the school. My brain was shut down. So this particular December 31st, I went to church. I prayed, asking God for direction. Oh God, a new year is coming. A new year is coming. Please help me. Please help me. And I prayed.
Nobody could talk me out of medicine. Not even my parents. I just want to be a medical doctor. But God showed me mercy. I was moving on Ijai Road, College Road, that particular day. I don't know why. I cannot remember what I went to go and do there or whatever. And I was trekking. Then before I could say Jacobson, there was an accident. And the car moved on. A dog wanted to cross the road. And the car, I said, whether he climbed on the dog or whatever. But for whatever reason, the dog happened to be on my path. And with the intestine wide open. So as I moved there and I saw the dog, for the first time I was seeing life. The dog was there. And all the, that's why I need that. That was the first time I actually realized that there is steam inside you human being. Steam, like steam. You know when you are cooking, that's steam. I didn't know. There is steam. And you could see the steam. And the intestine. And the dog was there. And it was as though the dog was saying, help me, help me. When I saw this thing, goose pimples took over all my body. Everywhere, I had instant goose pimples. My body began to scratch me. This is Mr. Doctor. This is Dr. Doki. Doki Oloye. Doki Oloye. This is doctor. Somebody wants to go and study medicine. This is not human being I'm seeing. No. This is a dog. And I'm scratching my body as if I have claw instantly. I could not just phantom me. Ah. Then I realized that I am a doctor that I've misread. That was how, that day was the day I forgot about anything medicine for life. That day. So this is what it means to be a doctor. You open human being. This is not even human being though. Then I heard somebody say that, oh, in medical school. I think from year, by the time you are doing your year 200 level, 300 level in one of those courses. One of those courses, they will give you a live human being. And you will be there alone. And one man was saying that, in fact, one girl that used to do fine girl in the school, say, when you see them, you will think that doctors are actually not normal. Because he said, he came in, he was a doctor too. He came in and he saw the girl eating bread beside the dead body she has opened. And she just eating the bread and still looking. What to do, you know, that's because she had to finish the assignment and she's eating bread. Eating bread beside it, instead time you are open. You say they will be eating somebody. She had to quickly eat the bread because she doesn't want to leave. And in the place, you say you see somebody's hand here, somebody's head is there, somebody's leg is there. This one they have put the intestine, they have put, and you will be dissecting the breast. You have to open all the things and be bringing out the veins and be analyzing it. Yeah, and sometimes they will bring a disease and you have to interpret what disease is this. What will go and you'll be eating beside the things of time. So if you don't recognize your season and what you ought to do, you'll just be running another man's race. Oh, my friend, I'm married. Oh, my friend, I'm married. Oh, my friend, I'm married. I want to marry. I am there. And before you know it, you are running it. You will marry Baba Liko. Because now, because you feel that, I am not yet married. I am not yet married. So anyone that comes, you just want to grab and move on with it. And you are not analyzing the man. My wife was telling me of a woman in her area. She felt that, she was just too late. She came from London to marry this guy at Okeshagun. Okeshagun is here in Ipaja. I'm telling you. After she married, within 1 year, 2 teeth removed from her front. Yeah. Do you know the kind of magnetizing that would have done that? Do you know the kind of panel beating and overbeating and rebeating that was taking place in her life? That for the 2 teeth to remove. So one day we were going for a program and we saw, that's why she was telling me the story. She had even forgotten it. She saw the lady again. She has added weight. She was dressing well. She said, the lady was even the one that recognized her. So she called my wife. She said, you don't know me. Auntie, you have changed. Why would I change? That man, That ayah killer. Now I realize it's better to be single than to marry the wrong man.
Hey.
That ayah killer. That ayah killer. So she ran away from that marriage. Recently, my wife went to go and show me the man. Very tall guy like that. Very tall, handsome. And even at maybe almost 15, he's still doing punk around the town. And he's still bouncing around, I think, like that. Don't run the race of another man, no. They that compare themselves one with another, they are not wise. They are not wise. Recognize your season. Today, we are having, this is 9:10 after 10 here. Australia have had their own services yesterday. They finished, but it still does not make them better than us here. America is still sleeping as we are now, but it still doesn't mean that we are going to be bigger than America. China has finished their own 2-6 hours ahead. They are still not. Do you understand what I mean? For everything, there is a season and there is a time under heaven for all. Jonah, why are you going to Tarshish? Because you hear that Tarshish, that's where it's raining. Now, Tarshish is where it's raining now. Now, Canada now is the raining thing in Nigeria now. Canada is now the neighbor of Nigeria now. Everybody is selling that they're running to Canada. Is it right or wrong? Of course. But all I'm saying is that if God is what God wants for you, go for it. I'm never against anybody traveling abroad. But listen to me. It is not the country that will make you great if God has not ordained you to be there. Because Canada also still have beggar. Every country have their own beggar. All my friends are going to Canada. And you have got to steal, lie, fornicate, do everything. Just to, and you get to Canada and they un-Canadianize you. On Canada, you. Do you think if Dangote was in Canada, he would have known him today? No, do you think if Dangote was in Canada, he would have known him today? There is a place for every man. The worst thing that can happen to a man is to be out of his own place. Several years ago, we were in the service and we were praying. And somebody came to meet me and said, I see you relocated to America. I said, no, sir, you have missed it. It's not me. It's not. I told him, I said, it's not me. It's not me. I can never relocate to America. He said, I said, no, I know that God has ordained me to be. I know that Nigeria is where I'm supposed to prosper. Not that I can go there and come back, but I can never stay there. This is where God, and it's true. I just know it. I know this is where I'm supposed to stay. Long time ago, I knew it. The man thought I was fine. I said, no, I know. Nigeria is where me, I'm going to prosper. I know it. Stop living your life aimlessly. 8 months is about to go in 2019. And you are still not sitting down to ask God, Lord, am I doing the right thing in 2019 or I need to change it? In this church right now, we're in a new season. That's why you see that everything is changing in our service. When we say operation, compel them. You don't swim against the tide. You join. Because when a season comes, that is when your blessing comes. I cannot guarantee anything. All I can tell you is that those who operate in the season are always blessed. In this operation compelled her, I lead people out every day, which I have never done before in the history of my life. Leading them out every day in this church. 7 a.m. I'm leading them out. In the evening I come. It's a season. It will not always be like that. I told all the chapel leaders, don't deprive your people from doing. Move them. Because there must be something God wants us to do in this season. That if this season comes and goes, some people will get married in this operation compelled them. Yeah, they are long awaited husband. They will meet it in this operation compel them. Some are going to get their miracle job in this operation compel them. Yes, you know, mark it. When they begin to climb here, then as I went out in the morning, I'm preaching, then God did it. You see, there is no one who engaged in operation compel them, who is moving with this wind, that will end this operation compel them without a testimony. No one. No single one. Because it is a season. It is a season. And it's not time for you to sleep. It's time for us to get to the work that God has given us and move into it. For the first time in 1 week, we are reaching over 245 people. In 2 weeks, we have reached over 300 people. And all of them has to be called. Then they told all of us that now it is time to walk. A child that sleeps in the time of harvest causes shame. That's what the Bible says. You are sleeping in the day of harvest. Why do you think God is sending all these souls, giving us the opportunity to meet all these people, reaching out to them? It's because God knows there is something hidden in it. Jonah, get down to Nineveh. But you are still saying, no, you know, evangelism, operation competitor is not my problem. Lord, my problem is a house. Have you forgotten the Bible said that? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be what? Added to you. So what should you do? You move with the wind. Lord, this is what we are doing this season. I'm going to join. Oh, some of the people that are in my team, there are people who are not used to waking up early to come to church. But all of them now have to adjust their body system. Because by 8, 7 o'clock, we are here in the morning before you go out. You are here. 6 p.m. in the night, we are here to pray for 1 hour again. So you see them rushing down from everywhere they are. One day I entered, they say one of my team members didn't know I was coming behind him. He was running early in the morning to meet up. And it was still before 7. You think, why? Because when you do whatever, he makes all things beautiful in his what? Time. There is a time God makes all things beautiful. And I said to you, in this operation, compel them that we are engaging in, God is making all things beautiful in your life as you engage in it, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I was happy yesterday when we went to Murenike Karina, and our brother saw us. It's that he's not been going for this outreach all this while. But the day we came to his street, he's like, no, I cannot be sleeping when people have come to my street. Oh, where are the flyers? Where are they? And you to quickly join. It was so. I said, that is the spirit. That's the spirit. After all, if they call you that you have 10,000 naira, will you say that they didn't tell you on time? If somebody say, oh, I have a check of 50,000 naira for you, will you say, but why didn't you inform me on time? I'm sure you will first take it and cash the money first before you ask, who say you give me self? For some of us, when we hear pam 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 and you see a lot in your account, you don't even want to know where it's coming from. You first go and withdraw it and keep it by the side. And he said, hey, so where did this money come from? Let's get to this work. And let's do it with all our heart. This is the season we are in. And I've come to this is, and it's a, you know, it's a 6 weeks. 2 weeks is gone already. It's ending 22nd of September. 2 weeks is gone already. We are ending this date by 22nd of September. Operation Contend Them is over. Then you are now waking up to say, nah, I want to. No, it's not that you cannot do it afterward, but that season comes with its own special blessing. And I pray that you will not miss out of this blessing in the name of Jesus. As you get engaged in this work, you will not miss out of your own blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shout, I will not miss it. Amen. Say, I will get involved. Say, I will not miss it. I will get involved. Now, the wonder of prayer. Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoil. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoil. Here the Lord Jesus gave us the principle. principle of victorious living. I call it this principle of triumphant living. To live triumphantly. He said, number one, a strong man. A strong man. Somebody a strong man. He said, when he's keeping his goods, he's in peace. He said, but there is another thing. A stronger than he. So there is strong and there is stronger. There is strong and there is what? Stronger. The Bible says, in case you don't know, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Evil times shall come. There is a prophecy for the last day. And that prophecy is that it is going to be full of evil activity. They caught a man recently. He had about 3 human heads in his bag. Another one in Benue, an 8-year-old girl, or 8-year or 10-year-old girl, delivered the child, pregnant. Impregnated by someone, they had to do CS for her. 10-year-old. 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 Look at now, people are afraid to travel on the air. If you are traveling on highway now, you have to begin to fast and pray. You have to put blood of Jesus, anointing oil, holy water, all the things, just to even travel from here to somewhere. Because it's like the highways are not safe anymore. But it is a prophetic word that is happening before our eyes. He said, evil time shall come. Perilous time. We are in a perilous season. They found some UNILAG students the other time in one of the hotels in Edo State. They went there on a runs. And the man slept with one of the girls. Nothing happened. When the man left, she said she began to see maggots coming out from her private parts. She's still alive, but from nowhere, maggots began to come out from her private parts. Like that, a living dead. The source of evil are becoming dynamic in their approach of doing evil. Wickedness have taken on another dimension today. And yet, Christians are only responding by becoming afraid. Fear is not the answer. Listen to me. Fear is not the answer. I was sharing with people on Thursday. That now you hear that they said before. They said people are going around looking for pants. Now people, they became wise and everybody they don't even put pants outside anymore. Now before, when we hear that armed robbers are coming, they come to steal from. Now they said they are pointing gun at people to remove their pants. Now, give us your pants. Give us your pants. And now some people don't even wear pants outside anymore. So anyway, and they said if you don't, we are not wearing pants. They will give you the pants to wear. So wear it and give it to us. I hear of another one this past week said that even now they are even using pure water sachets. Yes, they are taking it now, going around taking it at that place you have drank. Are you going to say you will not drink pure water again? Bottle water, they are taking it. So all they need is that point. So we should not even go and take Coastal again and no going to Mr. Beast again. Things that we have never heard before. Things that we have never heard before. New dimensions of evil. But the Bible says here, it says when a strong man guards his house, the solution to taking it from him is that there needs to be another one that is stronger than he. So when one that is stronger than he comes, he said he's going to be a game changer. He's going to take his goods. He's going to destroy his house. This is the answer to the evil that is in our generation. We need to become hotter than the enemy. We need to be hotter than the enemy. They know how to do their juju. We must know how to pray the prayer more. And prayer is the fire that keeps every believer alive. Without prayer, there is no fire. And when there is no fire, a fly will harass a coal. You see flies harassing coal. Know that there is no fire there. Oh, you are now saying that you have decided not to wear pants anymore. It's not the solution. But the solution is that when they carry your pants, that will be the last one they will carry. Because as they get to that shrine, they place your pants there, Jesus will appear. Ah! And when he appears, he begins to give the deal. You want to talk? Whoop, pow, 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 pow. It shall come to pass.
Yeah.
Some years ago, I used to eat in a dream. And when I eat in a dream, sometimes my bed wet. Oh, it was a serious problem. I could not share with anyone. Then you go for different deliverance. Ah, embarrassing. You are bedwetting. And sometimes, some of these strange women will come in the dream. It will be as if you are seeing it happening practically in your life. It will be as in real time. And I knew these are problems you cannot. There are times people have challenges they cannot share with anyone. And they are burning under us like that, but we cannot share it. Deliverance upon deliverance. But later on, I said no. It's like the more they deliver me, the stronger they become. So I realized that, and sometimes when I pray, I fast for 1 week like that, the thing will go, if it was one that used to come, they will come with two. And it became a problem. And you see them bringing the food in the dream, and I cannot say I'm not eating. I eat it. So I became afraid. What is this? Then I got to know the solution. The solution was so simple. You see, the things of God are not magical. They are simple. And that is why the wise sometimes can look down on it. The wisdom of God is foolishness to them that is wise. Do you know the solution? The solution to that whole problem in my life was to begin to have a regular quiet time. Simple. Wake up in the morning. Then I study my Bible. Have my memory verse. I didn't pray about it anymore. Then I would just pray. Oh Yagabaya Baba, Reketa Baba Baba. Oh God, as I go today, let your hand go with me. And I began to do that on a regular basis. Beloved, I did not know when the thing stopped. I cannot say this is the day or the hour or the moment that it stopped. All I just remember was that I look back and I realize that this thing is not happening in my life anymore. Because I got used to it not happening, that I didn't know that it was a problem. So one day I even stood in the church when I realized, I live here a witch. Please, I've not been seeing food anymore in the dream. Oh, please, my enemy ran out of food. My enemy, they ran out of food. Why? A stronger than he came to town. It is not by bathing beside the river that will solve the problem. It is not by going to one pastor for unusual deliverance. All it needs is he maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flaming fire. Let your life be on fire and every enemy will be silenced. Are you with me?
Yes,
church, it is time we get engaged in this season with new dimensions of prayer. Do you know what the devil wants to do? Look at what he does in that same verse. He says, he taketh from him, verse 22 of Luke 22, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he what? Trusted. Before the devil can attack a man, he will first take his armor away from him. You are saying spiritual arrow, it's real. But no devil can afflict a man without first taking his armor away from him. You just realize that you are struggling in your prayer life. You are no longer praying. At first, it will give you concern. At other times, you just get used to not praying anymore. You have entered into a crisis. you realize that you have not fasted for 1 week and nothing is shaking you, nothing is moving you. You are not fasting, you are not fasting, you are just eating and eating, and you know something is not telling you something. Ah, you are in trouble already. Your armor has been taken away from you. Where is your armor today? Where is your armor? Before the enemy attacks a man, he takes his armor from him. He removes his covering. Look at it, it's there. Because our armor is our prayer. Hey, Pastor, when I want to fast, when I see the brother that Togo beans and plantain, I cannot. I won't realize that the day you say you want to fast, that's why you have free food. And you think those food are ordinary? They are food that wants to take your armor away. Have you realized that the day you say you want to pray, then before you say Jack Robinson, 10 minutes you started sleeping? This Friday we are having break tonight. And you know, every time we call for vigil, you say some people, they will not say they want to die. And you wake them and they will give you, don't touch me again. Don't touch me again. They will even scare the people around them. So when you want to touch them, and some they have sensor in their body, as your hand is coming. Did I tell you I'm sleeping? Oh, I said it before. Did I say I'm sleeping? Please take your time. Take your time. And the brother too will respect himself. So the first thing they do when they want to get themselves in sleeping in a video is to intimidate everybody around them. They will conquer their answers. So, and they know when your hand is coming, it's like they feel the heat. And they will look at you. I know some of them. I will just say at the vision sometime. These are the pastor is preaching, but that's where they are praying. And I tell you, that hand, that head is a robotic head. They have traveled beyond Kutu aging. They've gone, but their head is like, it's like seesaw. It's like, see, that head. People die. And they are slept. They are slept. Every armor that has been taken away from your life, your armor that has been removed from you, may God restore it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody was just sharing with me after the service today how the auntie died 3 weeks ago. He said, he kept telling the woman, "Ma," said this, she did not have a child though. And he was like the adopted son. And he kept telling, "Mom, auntie, if you want to serve God, serve him well. This, you see, even God says, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. This one leg here will not pay you." The woman will not listen. The woman died 3 weeks ago. So before she died, so when the arrow came, she knew it. And the enemy also now came. See, when she became sick, see, her eyes came out like this, she became lame. And the enemy were the one offering her solution. Do you know what they did? They said, this thing, Aroni. Then they will bring one baba for her. Then she too, the baba will tell her, "Yeah, you need to go and buy goat. You need to go and buy this." She said, the woman entered into black magic fully. Do you know what they have done there? They successfully removed every spiritual covering from her life. They made her compromise her faith. They made her compromise. You will never die a foolish death. I said, you will not die a foolish death. You will not die a foolish death in the name of Jesus. You will not die a foolish death. They took away the armor from her. Said Pastor, said she died a mysterious death. And she will say, you know, that's the worst thing. There are prayers that no pastor can pray for you that you have to pray for yourself. That's why some people are deceiving you. Oh, that's something. Bible says in Matthew 18, whatever you bind on earth, you bind it. You bind it. Not your pastor. God is waiting to hear your voice. Why are you keeping silence? Look at the way rate of joblessness in Nigeria. You are a graduate carrying certificate around, and you don't know that over 2 million people are in that labor market already. And you are just there shouting Buhari, Buhari, Buhari. But there is vacancy in NNPC. Nobody, you don't have father in NNPC. Kiari is not your cousin. And you still don't know how to go on your knees and cry unto the God of heaven and say, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says it will take my path with them that will help me. Now, in the name of Jesus, wherever the job is, come to me now. You are waking up in the odd hour of the night, speaking over your destiny. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you are still saying the Gari and Granot. That you are okay with your Gari and Granot. Very soon they will take the Granot away. It will remain only the Gari. And very soon the Gari will reduce. You have to start clapping for Gari to rise up. May your life never get to that point in Jesus' name. May your life never get to that point in Jesus' name. Prayer. Acts chapter 12 from verse 1. Acts chapter 12 from verse 1. Look at what happened there. Acts 12:1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, to harass them. See, there is a period that it's not because you have done anything wrong. The enemy is not just happy that you are happy. It's not because you have done any evil. Your happiness is causing the enemy sadness. Herod, stretch forth his hand. Today, any outstretched hand against your life, harassing you to vex you, to vex your career, they are withering in this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us go back on our knees and let the enemy regret they ever came near us. Let us go back and light the fire of prayer. It is not negotiable. And Lord, stretch forth his hand to vex them. And look at what. Do you know why? Because at that time they were doing big man. He waited until the church were relaxed. All they were doing now is just concerts. They were doing concerts. Oh, old school nights. Oh, no prayer night, nothing. Prayer was taken away. You saw the way we prayed in the service. Those of you who are coming late, I pity you, better be coming early. Because now we have serious prayer time before I preach. Serious. We reduce the choir time to make, in fact, we cannot have just be singing. We are not pursuing. So we have to just learn to insert more prayer. That's why you see we have reorganized our service. Verse 2, look at what happened. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Listen, James died. Do you know the James we are talking about? This was the James called the sons of Zebedee, whose brother was John. Do you know the James that just died? This was the James that followed Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration, that was there and saw the face of Jesus being transformed. Do you know the James that just died? This was the James that sat, whose mother came and said, Jesus, let my son one be on your right and on the left hand side. Do you know the James that died? This was the James that Jesus himself called while they were fishing. I said, follow me and I will make you the fishers of men. Do you know the James that died? This was the James that was among the first disciples of Jesus. Do you know the James that died? This was the James that ate and dined with Jesus. Do you know the James that died? This was the James that when Jesus set everybody away, he takes them to go and see how the dead are being raised. James saw the dead being raised and he died in the hands of Herod and his sword. Do you know why? Because when James was arrested, the church was asleep. Jesus could not do anything for James because God will not respond unless in answer to prayer. He said, call upon me and I will answer. not wish for me, not just hope for me. He said, call upon me, call upon me, then I will answer. If you don't call, he keeps quiet. James died when he should not have died. And you know, when you give the enemy 1 mile, just give the enemy, when the enemy step into a place, until they finish that place, they will not want to give up. You know, a man, the father was having issue. True life story, sir. The father was having issue with a man. And the man said, you don't know who I am. I will show you. By the time I'm through with you, nobody will remember you existed in this world. And he said, oh, what is it? Oh, and you know, he did not know how to pray. Sir, do you know what happened? Some weeks later, the man developed a mysterious sickness. Within a month, the man died. When he died, the children took Ashwebi. Everybody took Ashwebi. And they went to the village, buried their father. Sir, when they were coming back, one of them died. They told the mother. The mother heard, became sick, hypertension. 3 weeks under this is when they were coming back from their father's burial. The man, the one of the children died. The man had about 5 children. One died. Then their mother heard he had hypertension, went to coma. She too died within 3 weeks. Then the other sister in that family, 3 weeks also after the mother died, that one died. Then another one. Do you know that every member within 2 months, all of them died, remain one. And that one was because that man, the man did not know that one was alive. So that one now went to the village. He went to the village. And the man saw him. Sir, why are you so From that day, before the guy got back to Lagos, he was in University of Ife. He was the one relating the story. He said he just felt as if somebody was playing drum in his head. Somebody was scratching his head. He just began to misbehave. They rushed him to the hospital. And before you know it, he ran mad. He ran mad, they brought him back. And eventually, when he came to the mountain, and he began to pray, then they realized, this is a work, an enemy has done this. All that needs to now happen is for him to be stronger. So the man told him, he said, when you come back to your senses, you know what you need to do? Begin to inject more fire. Sir, the man confessed. The man who did the thing, the madness ran back to him. He himself and his own family too began to perish. Today, every arrow that has been sent to your family, every arrow that has been sent to your health, every arrow sent to your business, I stand on this exalted altar to declare, they are going back to sender. In the name of Jesus, they are going back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Power of prayer. I tell you, God still responds to prayer. Look at what the church did. Herod refused to stop. You see, the enemy don't hear beg, sir. The enemy don't hear please. All the enemy understand is fire for fire. You don't beg the devil, you rebuke him. You don't beg the devil, you command him. You put him where he belongs, on your knees in the place of prayer. The church waked up from their dream. And what happened? Verse 3. And because he saw, he pleased the Jews. He proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Verse 7, everybody. And behold, the angel of the Lord came. Where was that angel when James was being killed? He was around, but was not being engaged. He was around. He was not sleeping. Because the Bible says, he that watches over us do not sleep nor slumber. But he was waiting for them. So that means the angel was there when James was killed, waiting for the church to just pray. And they kept quiet. They watched and they lifted sword and killed James. But when they prayed, the angel came. This week, it is time to engage your angels. Do you know that the angels can kill? In Revelation, the Bible says the sea was opened and the angel was engaged to slay the man. You have to start engaging your angels as you pray. Whoever is the troubler of your life, they will sleep and never wake up again. As you pray, whoever is waiting war against you, I say all their evil will be multiplied into two and come back upon their own head and that of their family. In the name of Jesus, let us begin to engage our angels. Today, God is restoring back to you your armor of prayer. What are we praying for in this service? We are praying, Lord, restore to me the armor of prayer. Lord, I am backslidden in my prayer life. Let there be a new fire in my prayer life. Somebody stand to your feet as you pray today. Rakoba akashiro tuba. Lisurande ketura baba baba baba. Likara, say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, every armor of prayer that have been taken away from me, in the name of Jesus, let them be restored back. Let them be restored back. Lift your voice and pray, somebody. Yes. Restore back unto me the armor of prayer. The armor of prayer. The armor of prayer that has been taken away from me. Every armor of prayer. Yakaya kereke papa. Loka papa yaka santa. Ikola papa yaka teke. Reke yeke yeke yeke. Lift your voice and pray. 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 It is time for the church of prayer. It is time for the church of prayer. It is time for the church of prayer. It is time for us to pray. Shana baya baba ba. Sulpereketa. Nikola baba ba. Yeke. 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 Pray, pray. Lord, release the spirit of prayer. Lord, set my prayer like a fire. Restore unto me the spirit of the prayer. Ishara baba, sokoto baba, lekete baya baba.
Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 says, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirits of grace and supplications. The spirits of grace and
supplication. In other words, I will fall upon them. I will give them the grace and the spirit of prayer. Are you ready with me to pray now? Are you ready with me?
Yes, sir.
Can you, do you know the song? I'm praying for a new fire to be battered in your spirit man today. This fire will make you not to be able to sleep if you are not praying. I am praying for God to fireize your life now. That everywhere will be the altar of prayer. Yakafiri to fire. I am praying for you today that your prayer life will receive fresh fire. Send down fire, 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 Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire. Send down fire again, Holy Ghost fire, fire, send down fire, Holy Ghost fire.
Lord, you say you pour upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the house of David the spirit of grace and supplication. Today, my God, I pray every thirsty hand, every hungry soul, those who are hungry for more of you, intimacy with you, spiritual empowerment from God, today let a fresh faith, a fresh grace of prayer to pray without ceasing. Now receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic activity in your life, every activity of familiar spirit that has weakened your life, that has quenched your fire of prayer, that is harassing your life, for it is written, strangers will be afraid and fade out of their hidden places. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, wherever the demons may be hiding in your life, I command them to come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Familiar spirit, familiar spirit, masturbation spirit, fornication spirit, alcoholic spirit, immorality spirit, in the life of this one, in the name of Jesus, come out.
was husband, spirit wife, married spirit in your life, today I bind them. The blood of Jesus is against them now. The blood of Jesus is against them now. And by the authority in the blood of Jesus, I command them. Out. In the name of Jesus. Now may fresh fire be released on the altar of the prayer line.
Amen.
When you leave there today, may you receive grace for new dimensions of prayer life.
Amen.
Nothing will hinder you from becoming great.
Amen.
You are experiencing your own higher dimension of greatness.
Amen.
Through the power of prayer.
Amen.
Now every medical condition that have defiled solutions. Every medical condition that is medically impossible to cure in the life of anyone here right now, I send from the word of God into your mind. Receive healing now in Jesus' name. Receive healing now in Jesus' name. Receive healing now in the name of Jesus. So shall it be.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
This week is your week of intimacy with God.
Amen.
Thereby leading to uncommon miracles, signs, and wonders in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, your enemies will bow before you.
Amen.
Your enemies will bow before you.
Amen.
Your enemies will bow before you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Now, all that's closed. If you are here, you are not born again, you have not received Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, God will not answer the prayer of a sinner, but that all He wants all to come to repentance. The prayer of a sinner is an abomination before God. But you want to say, Pastor, I want to pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to experience the new life of Jesus. I want to go all the way with Jesus. If you are here, wherever you may be, if you want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you.